part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 94, part 3.
94, part 3, John.
You know what that is, Scott?
It's the heavy metal episode.
That's right. That's when we get heavy. This is where we dig in our heels about politics.
That's right. Part 1 and part 2 are we lighten it up, John.
Politlicks. And no doubt, Scott, there's some shit going down the last couple of weeks.
Fucking A, John. Shit going down. Shit.
And again, Scott, Kill Switch Engage. One of the greatest metal bands of all time. They do a great version of a Dio song, Holy Diver. Did I tell you that before?
You did not. You did not mention
that. Holy Diver! All right, let's get right to it. We got a Glenn Beck.
Let's hear what Glenn Beck has
Glenn
to
Beck,
say.
You remember Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is from, he's on CNN now. He's a controversial conservative talker, I believe, right?
Who the hell knows?
Who cares,
a peckerhead.
Right? He's just a peckerhead, right? That's what I agree.
The Democrats in Congress, I believe many of them, are just plain stupid. They can't see the future. It's a combination of all three. Meanwhile, they're not only playing with the lives of our troops, but they are playing with the lives of the Iraqi people. It is immoral for us to do what we're doing right now, to abandon these people and let them get slaughtered after we started it. If we did that now, this would be America's most shameful act of immorality since slavery. The blood of the Iraqi children will be on all of our hands. Harry Reid, the Iraqi children are not wetting their pants because of us and the American soldiers. They are wetting their pants and having nightmares because of the lack of American soldiers protecting them. Let me ask George Clooney. George, where are you? Forget about Darfur. It's going to look like a picnic compared to what happens in Baghdad.
What do you think about that there, Johnny?
Okay. Well, first of all, he did say something right, which was something that we started.
We?
Yeah, that's what he says.
I didn't start it.
Well, the America, the Bush, the W.
The W started with faulty intelligence.
What he is... The only thing he is correct about is the fact that the entire country of Iraq, in order to not fall into the hands of Iran or any other nutso country, is in order for a huge amount of security to go in there and then just shut it down. And then once that is established security-wise, then you can establish some sort of democracy. But that's not going to be the Americans that do that. That would take like Egypt or Saudi Arabia, some of their own people.
No, it's going to take Iraqis to do democracy. They don't want
democracy,
it.
But for it to become secure,
it'll secure.
Have to be a huge army.
Look, it's not going to become secure.
No, not from the
Saddam
US.
Had a lid on that shit. You remove Saddam, now this years and generations of this tribal hatred is going to cause civil war. There's nothing we can do to stop it. The W didn't know that going in because he's ignoramus. He doesn't know anything. So he goes in, he causes this clusterfuck.
I know.
And now it's Harry Reid's fault.
I know. That's the stupid part of this cocksucker, is the fact that he's going to blame the Democrats now when... Okay, what is it, 2007, 4 years later, after this whole thing started, they're saying the American people, everybody's starting to say, hey, this shit ain't working, man. And you're going to go out there and apologize for the W again and talk about the troops? What do you fucking know about the troops? General Petraeus is saying one thing, and then the troops and everybody else is saying, no, this guy is so out of touch. There's a guy, Michael Ware, who has been embedded with the troops.
The Australian guy.
Yeah, he's like, this fucking Petraeus guy is so out of touch. Where the hell is he? He's got all these decorations on his uniform. He's probably fought some wars. He's a real noble guy, but he's not on the front lines anymore. It's all fucked up.
Where are the front lines? There aren't any front lines.
There aren't any. It's just a bunch of Americans in the middle.
It's a bunch of shit, and this is a nice segue into the next clip with Dick Durbin.
Dick
because the whole
Derby.
Goddamn thing is based on faulty intelligence.
Yeah, totally. Totally fucked up.
A few hundred feet away from here, in a closed room, carefully guarded, the Intelligence Committee was meeting on a daily basis for top secret briefings about the information we were receiving, and the information we had in the Intelligence Committee was not the same information being given to the American people. I couldn't believe it. Members of this administration were in active, heated debate over whether aluminum tubes really meant that the Iraqis were developing nuclear weapons. Some within the administration saying, of course not. It's not the same kind of aluminum tube. At the same time that members of the administration were telling the American people to be fearful of mushroom-shaped clouds. I was angry about it. Frankly, I couldn't do much about it. Because you see, in the Intelligence Committee, we're sworn to secrecy. We can't walk outside the door and say, the statement made yesterday by the White House is in direct contradiction to classified information that's being given to this Congress. We can't do that. We couldn't make those statements. And so in my frustration, I sat here on the floor of the Senate and listened to this heated debate about invading Iraq, thinking the American people are being misled. They're not being told the truth. And that's why I joined 22 of my colleagues in voting no. I didn't feel at the time that the American people knew the real facts. So what happened? We invaded, turned loose hundreds, if not thousands, of people scouring Iraq for these weapons of mass destruction. Never found one of them. Looked for nuclear weapons. No evidence whatsoever.
A couple of things about this clip. One is he's on the committee that's going to decide whether they're going to go to war or not, or they're going to make that judgment.
Right.
So the information he's getting is not the same information that the W regime is putting out to the press. Okay, so red flags are going off. And he ends up voting against this war, one of only 22 that voted against it.
22.
What I want to know is, and maybe they did, I don't know, I can't remember this, but why didn't the press pick up on this? Hey, Dick Durbin was on this fucking committee, and he's voting against this.
Yeah, well, that's what Bill Moyers' latest PBS special is about, is that the media has not been journalism anymore. There are no bureaus. It's a bunch of people standing around sucking their thumbs and trying to jockey for some sort of position in the ratings game. Because it is a business now. It's all about
marketing.
Big corporate America. It's about marketing. It's about going along. Or because Fox is, taking off. At one time when George H.W. was president, they laughed at CNN, the cable news network. Everybody said they were a big joke. Well, guess what happened? They become really popular when we went into Iraq the first time during the Desert Storm operation. Wasn't that what it was called?
Desert Storm, John.
Desert Storm. And they had guys embedded calling on the phones. You could hear the bombs going off. They had cameras and everything. And boom, CNN becomes really famous. Fox decides, hey, we're going to do the same thing. Rupert Murdoch throws a bunch of conservative talkers in there. Here you got 9/11. You got the Iraq War. You throw a Bill O'Reilly in there. You throw whoever else is on Fox, Ann Coulter, any of those Hannity. Britt Hume, Sean Hannity, and everybody's freaking out because this whole fear thing is working. So even Russert, what a chump that fucking guy is. Tim Russert, the biggest fucking chump of them all, doesn't know that Dick Cheney is playing him. As soon as the information comes out, it's leaked about the yellow cake to New York Times, was it? Anyways, it was the most liberal newspaper of them all. It's leaked to there that there's yellow cake uranium coming from Niger into Iraq. He comes out the very next Sunday, gets on Russert. He says, hey, this is
How about that?
It's already leaked to the press, so we can talk about it. It's leaked to the New York Post.
I tell you,
we understand that Saddam Hussein is he's taking a yellow cake uranium out of Niger. Yeah, how about that?
Taking it right out of his tent-anus.
Right out of his tent-anus, and he's going to blow up, and we're going to get him before he becomes, smoking gun becomes a mushroom cloud. Yeah.
All right. Now, the other thing about this Dick Durbin is he could have done something about it.
He could have leaked his own shit to the papers.
Right. Didn't he ever hear a fucking Deep Throat who just came out from Watergate?
Yeah, that's
all he had to do was get some goddamn. Here's what I would do if I was a Dick Durbin back in the day. I would have blew a call into that queer that runs Rolling Stone, Jan Wenner, and I would have said, hey, man, send one of your motherfuckers over here. But you have to keep my identity a secret, or maybe go through three or four different channels.
But you know, he probably
and give
did.
Him the goddamn story.
Have you ever read some of those Rolling Stone stories? You read them, and then you talk to people about it, and they're like, "Oh, that's a conspiracy theory." No, it's not. Look now. 2 years ago, you would have said that that's a conspiracy theory. There's no fucking way our government would do something like that. And I'm talking to people. I'm like, "Are you crazy? Have you ever heard of Operation Northwoods when they were going to shoot people in Florida and say, hey, the Cubans did it?
Yeah, the Cubans.
We got to go to war with them.
The freaking Cubans.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. You remember that?
I remember that.
Look up the Northwoods operation. You'll see that our Robert McNamara at the time with Kennedy, they're like, well, wait a minute. The Joint Chiefs are saying we should shoot civilians? And then say and dress people up like they're Cubans and say it was the Cubans so we can go to war with Cuba? Are you insane?
Yeah. Fucking A, man.
Real big conspiracy theory.
Well, I got to tell you that for me, this Dick Durbin, he's going to have some critics because he kept this shit to himself for
under
I don't know how many years. But I thought it was very admirable of him to come out and say that on the Senate floor. And to me, it's the beginning of the end. For the W's. Unless the Democrats are in on this shit, too. Unless they're getting some kickbacks from this shit.
Well, speaking of the W, remember there? You got something there you want to read?
Just the one thing about impeachment. We're talking impeachment, John. Hundreds of protesters gathered at Kendall Miami-Dade College campus where President W spoke on Saturday. Roughly 200 protesters were clustered near temporary fences. And 600 spent the better part of the afternoon marching and holding signs alongside a made road near the college campus. The protesters were commemorating National Impeachment Day.
Oh.
With a peaceful march while Miami police looked on. The president was escorted in and out of the campus through an entrance on the far side of the campus where he could not see the school protest.
Oh, God.
Get this.
Two pro
Bush supporters rode their bicycles in front of the protesters screaming, "Commies!" But by the large, the rally drew few administrative supporters. In addition, John, 1,500 people in San Francisco gathered on a beach and sent a message. What they did is they spelled out, "Impeach now" on the beach.
Oh, nice.
And you could see it from space, man.
Nice.
So even it's the beginning of the end.
Mirtha said impeachment this week.
Impeachment,
and they said,
its way.
What do you mean impeachment? Do you mean impeachment? He goes, no. There's four ways
to influence
the W.
One is
give him a banana
and have him pull the red lever. The other is impeach.
Anyway, speaking of the police state, my friend, Two police officers pleaded guilty Thursday to manslaughter in the shooting death of a 92-year-old woman during a botched drug raid last fall. A third officer faces charges, Scott. The charges followed a November 21 no-knock. Remember we were talking about this no-knock drug raid thing?
Right, they don't have to knock anymore. They don't have to knock. They don't have to have probable
cause.
Kick
the fucking door down. No-knock drug raid on the home of Catherine Johnston. She's 92, Scott. An informant had described buying drugs from a dealer there, police said. When the officers burst in without warning, Johnston fired at them, and they fired back, killing her. Now, if somebody kicked my fucking door down, I'd shoot the fucker in the face, too.
Fucking A, man.
But they missed. They should have fucking shot the cops right in the face.
Well, here's the deal. An informant, and who knows? This guy's probably some fucking dirtbag who's just trying to avoid spending a week in county jail or whatever. So he's going to say whatever the fuck. And some 92-year-old woman gets gunned down by these assholes because they can't knock first and ask a question. And then they plant... Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
But can I finish this? Fulton County Prosecutor Peter Johnson said that the officers involved in the Johnston's death fired 39 shots.
39?
To a 92-year-old woman.
What are these, rookies?
Striking her 5 or 6 times. Now, they shot 39 times, and they couldn't hit her. What a bunch of fucking idiots, including a fatal blow to the chest. So they shot 39 fucking times. 39! And they only hit her 5 or 6. He said Johnston fired only once through her door and didn't hit any of the officers.
That's too bad.
That means, they should have shot one of them in the fucking face. Cheney would have shot you. That means that the officers who were wounded likely were hit by their own colleagues, he said.
There were wounded officers?
What a bunch of idiots.
Ugh.
Keystone Cops, you remember that? Whoop, 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 whoop. Anyways, Assistant U.S. Attorney Yannette Sam Buchanan said Thursday that although the officers found no drugs in Johnston's home, Smith planted 3 bags of marijuana in the home as part of a cover story. The case raised serious questions about no-knock warrants and whether the officers followed proper procedures.
Jesus H. Christ, John. And, you know, if I'm a cop, and there's a lot of cops, I mean, that's got to be one of the hardest jobs in the goddamn planet.
I know some really good cops. Yeah.
And I would think the majority of cops are good, but you hear a story like this, and it just gives them a fucking black eye.
Totally.
And if I were a cop, nothing would piss me off more than a fucking story like this.
Yeah.
I'm a citizen and it pisses me off. If I'm a cop, times 10, John.
I spend 5 weeks on a grand jury. 5 weeks on a grand jury. And I heard some fucking stories that I thought, God damn it. I have like a way higher respect for officers of the law and the shit they got to see and go through every day.
Just watch an episode of Cops, man.
Cops, yeah. People shooting at you. They don't give a shit. Some cop pulled over a bunch of guys because they were robbing a dude this weekend. They're robbing some guy. Unmarked cop car comes up, identifies himself as a police officer. They take off running, and one of them starts shooting at the cop. He shoots back, gets him in the leg. The guy goes over the fence. He shoots him again. He shoots the perp again. The other guy takes off. What kind of balls you got to shoot at a cop?
Crazy balls, man.
But this lady, she was completely in her rights. You fucking kick a door down and enter somebody's home, they have every right to shoot you.
Fucking A.
Every fucking right to shoot. That's what the Second Amendment protects.
And the cops apparently don't have the right to shoot 39 times and only hit you 6.
Actually, Weed has a story about how the cops entered his home and his brother, Brandon, flipped the cop and broke his leg.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That's an awesome story.
We'll have to get the Weed in to tell that story.
Great story.
That is a great story. All right, let me just give you some rapid-fire political news.
All right.
We talked about this last week. The weakening dollar slumped to a record low against its main rival, the euro, this week, John.
Oh, I wonder why.
After the U.S. economy recorded its fourth consecutive quarter of below-trend growth. So the dollar still slipping.
Yeah, because of the trade deficit.
This is an interesting story.
Thanks, W.
Four students arrested for heckling FBI director.
What? You can't heckle an FBI director now? You get arrested?
But get this, man. This is un-goddamn believable. FBI director Robert Mueller, that's Bob, was unfazed by the student chance to free all political prisoners and close Gitmo, stop the lies, and instead commended the protests, saying that they were a testament to freedom of expression.
Oh.
So the FBI director, Robert Mueller, said he commends them and says they are a testament to freedom of expression. After which they were promptly arrested. What is going on?
Dick.
We had the Chinese guy who? And some woman stood up right after the W said we got freedom of speech, and she started yelling at who. And she gets arrested. Now these guys get arrested.
Well, that's the thing. The whole thing now is a dissenter is unpatriotic. And this is what cracks me up. People think patriotism is linked to nationalism. It's not. Patriotism is somebody who believes in those tenets of freedom, which is the Constitution.
And so calls the government on it when they pull this shit.
That's a patriot of the land. Not that what they're talking about is nationalism. Somebody who salutes the flag, all about symbolism. Anything that has to do with symbolism is nationalism, which is how the Nazis got going.
Right.
And those, you know, what's his name? O'Reilly. Oh, really? We'll talk all the time about how the liberals are all Nazis.
He's so goddamn stupid, O'Reilly.
Or Limbaughs, call them feminazis.
Limbaughs, that's good. Limbaughs.
Limbaughs.
Get this, John.
And O'Reilly.
In a recent poll of international travelers, and Pauly B and Tony Hearn would be international travelers, commissioned by Discover America, a coalition of U.S. tourist organizations, 70% of respondents said they feared U.S. officials more than terrorists or criminals. Did you hear that? They feared U.S. officials more than terrorists or criminals. Among 66% worried they would be detained for some minor blunder, such as wrongly filling out an official form or being mistaken for a terrorist.
Oh, my God.
While 55% say officials are rude. So not only the paranoia here that the W has propagated. And you and I were talking about this. We're concerned. We have to get on planes. You're going to AZ.
Yeah, but how about this? We come back from Amsterdam. Rick buys a bunch
Hey, man.
What?
I don't think we need to say that. we have a concern.
He buys a bunch of tulip bulbs. And he buys a bunch of tulip bulbs. And they send him through agriculture, right?
Right.
They want to search his bags. He goes over there, and they wave him through because they're too busy eating their Whoppers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what did you think I was going to say, dude?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea.
Anyway, speaking of terrorism, this is out of the Birmingham, Alabama News. Simultaneous raids carried out in four Alabama counties Thursday turned up truckloads of explosives and weapons, including 130 grenades, an improvised rocket launcher, and 2,500 rounds of ammunition belonging to the small but mighty armed Alabama Free Militia, Scott. Six alleged members of the Free Militia were also arrested by federal authorities and are being held without bond. Investigators said the DeKalb County-based group had not made any specific threats or devised any plots, but was targeted for swift dismantling because of its heavy firepower. The militia, which called itself the Naval Militia at one point, had enough armament to outfit a small army.
It's out of sight.
But they never call them anything but the mightily armed. They don't call them terrorists. or domestic terrorists.
Why would they be terrorists? They can't be terrorists until they commit an act.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they called those guys terrorists that were supposedly devising a plan in Florida. Remember those knuckleheads?
And they got off, right?
Yeah, the chuckleheads.
How about the 10 guys in the UK that were going to simultaneously blow up airliners?
But they called them terrorists, and they didn't have anything. They didn't have bombs.
They got off, too, didn't they?
But nobody had any bombs. These guys have got bombs. They got rocket launchers. They get 2,500 rounds of ammunition. But they're not terrorists.
They're smart, John. Because in the current climate of the United States of America and the W regime, we should be stockpiling that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Now I know for sure we're going to be on the no-fly list.
It'll be funny when I go to, I'm not even going to say where I'm going now.
I already said I have to bonk. I'll go back and bonk.
What does it matter, man? They'll search our hard drives when we're sleeping.
Ooh, our hard drives.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that reminds me, John. Garbage day for me is it Monday or no, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday.
And Tuesday, so I put the garbage out in the morning. I never do that. I come home in the afternoon and I put it out because those guys are always late.
Yeah, yeah.
They're there around 3 o'clock, right?
Right.
So I put the garbage out in the morning because I'm not going to be home at noon, or I don't think I'm going to be home at noon. But I eventually get home at noon, and my garbage is picked up, and I'm like, wow, those guys got here early today.
It's the FBI.
Well, here's the thing. I look at the rest of the block. Nobody else's garbage was picked up.
No.
Except
Are
mine.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
We were joking about that last week, weren't we?
Well, I'm saying to myself, well, did the garbage truck just make it to my house, and then he had to go, like, unload? So I looked around the block. I looked at the route, everybody's garbage was there except mine.
They're on to us, man.
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about that, but they can't be. I don't throw anything out. All I throw out is, like, dog shit and food that we don't eat. I mean, there's nothing. I don't have any propaganda or any.
Just dog shit and food you don't eat.
Dog shit and food we don't eat. That's it.
That's it, man.
But it did make me think, what the hell's going on?
Well, they don't know where our secret bat cave is.
Right.
That's the thing.
That's where all the good garbage is, John.
That's right.
Nobody knows.
Nobody
Even Professor
knows.
Tom, when we brought him here,
blindfolded him.
Yeah.
How about this? When 9 Republican presidential candidates presented their case. Now, 9, Scott, Republican presidential candidates presented their cases to Iowa activists at a Des Moines dinner this month. Only Arizona Senator John McCain went out of his way to embrace President Bush. He said, "There's only one commander-in-chief in the United States, and that's George W. Bush." He told the crowd, "I support him, and I believe in him." But, Scott.
But, John.
When McCain formally kicked off his campaign last week, there seemed to be a lot he did not believe in, such as Bush's handling of the Iraq War, Hurricane Katrina, and federal spending. McCain called for Bush's attorney general to resign. "That's not good enough for America," he said after reciting a litany of Bush failures. "And when I'm president, it won't be good enough for me."
Here's what I have to say,
Another
John.
Fucking flip-flopping chimp wannabe.
Put a fork in McCain. He's done.
He's done.
He is done. He's over. Stupid ass Mr. Flip-flop.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
All right, get this. Tenet. Tenet came out with a book. It's called At the Center of the Storm, and it's to be released tomorrow, John. Ending 2 years of silence on his role in the Iraq War, former CIA director George J. Tenet is using a new book and a barrage of upcoming television appearances to accuse the White House of making him a scapegoat and of ignoring CIA
they totally
warnings
did.
That Iraq was sinking into...
And that's Cheney.
Chaos.
Chaos, Scott.
In a taped interview scheduled to air Sunday on CBS, that's tonight, John, Tenet said President Bush had made up his mind to invade Iraq long before the CIA director made his infamous Oval Office remark that it was a slam dunk case that Saddam Hussein's government had banned weapons. Now, here's the problem that I have. Tenet walks into the W, walks into Oval Office, and says it's a slam dunk. This is a W here. This is like a chimp. This is like a goddamn kindergartner. And you're saying slam dunk.
Yeah.
How is the W going to take that? He's going to take that like, okay, let's do it. Let's go get him.
Yeah.
Because he's the W.
Right.
So, Tenet, stop crying. You told a chimp, slam dunk. How do you expect a chimp to behave?
Like a chimp.
And that's what he did. Tenet was even more forceful in his criticism of Cheney and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, saying that the two had destroyed his reputation by repeatedly using the slam dunk line to pin blame on him for the decision to go to war.
Well, that's the thing. See, the W and Tenet used to be tight because they both they talk the same way. They smoke cigars. They like to talk about baseball. And then Cheney, who didn't like the CIA, who didn't like all that shit, he scapegoated Tenet, and he wanted this other team that he was creating, this other intelligence community, to come up with the information that he wanted, something to support the reasons for going to war with Iraq.
Okay. Right. Right on, man.
Yeah. So it's exactly correct.
Yeah, but still, come on. You go into W's office and say slam dunk, what do you expect him to... How do you expect him to comprehend that?
He fucked up.
Well, he did fuck up. But it's not Tenet's fault.
Right.
He didn't make the goddamn decision.
Right.
The W made the decision.
Well, the W made it because Cheney and Condoleezza Rice and the rest of this, and Rumsfeld, you know, you got to remember, Rumsfeld and Cheney have been there since Ford, since Nixon. They're lifelong... politicians have been making bazillions of dollars and deals out of the White House with their connections and being there. And, you know, maybe they really believe all this bullshit that they put together. The PNAC, the Project for a New American Century, all that shit. Maybe they really believe it. I don't know. It seems goddamn ridiculous.
Maybe they do, but in the meantime, they're making a shitload of money on all these corporations that are doing all the work over there.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Get this. There's another thing in the book. The administration, this is Mark Lowenthal, a former senior aide to Tenet at the CIA. The administration is not going to be happy, but the administration is not happy with George anyway. This administration and the intelligence community became estranged in 2004. Get this, John. To the point where the administration was convinced the CIA was actively working to elect John Kerry. So W, not only a chimp, he's a paranoid chimp.
Yeah.
Is he smoking weed? Because that makes me paranoid. I think he might be smoking the weed, John.
Could be.
All right, hold on. Let me get the door. Right. I got one more story before we get the bill.
Hold on, I'm almost there.
All right.
Hey, man.
All right, I'm back. All right, Phil, just sit down. Be quiet. I got one more story to get to. We're running late here. We're running late. All right. Oh, we didn't even do
Why
the Gonzo.
Why is he getting the time machine again?
I don't know. As long as it's quiet.
What the fuck, man?
We didn't do the Gonzo. That's okay. Everybody knows about
Gonzo. What do we got?
And the goddamn Gonzo.
You got a Gonzo?
Alberto Gonzalez, with a fresh vote of confidence from the W, vowed Monday to remain as Attorney General despite lingering differences with senators over the firing of federal prosecutors. Go ahead and play the Gonzo audio that I have for you.
Whose idea was this?
Senator, I don't recall specifically. I don't recall the content. Senator, I have no recollection.
I don't have any recollection.
I have searched my memory.
Senator, I don't recall.
I don't recall.
I can only testify as to what I recall.
I don't recall remembering.
All right.
What the
this
fuck?
This guy says, I don't recall 71 times in his testimony.
But let me tell you what I did.
What did you do, John?
No, what he's saying is, I don't recall. I don't recall. But then he goes, but what I did was right. It was the right thing to do. Wait a minute.
Right.
You didn't What?
Go ahead and play the second Gonzo clip there.
Do you recall that meeting and where it took place?
My schedule shows a meeting for 9 o'clock on November 27th. But I have no recollection of that meeting.
Oh, what a dick.
So not only, I mean, everybody in the fucking world, even Republicans are saying, Jesus Christ. He doesn't recall, but he's sure that nothing inappropriate happened.
Right.
So either he's lying or he's as incompetent as all get out.
So quit.
Everybody on the planet thinks that except one guy, John. Go ahead and play that last
guy. The Attorney General went up and gave a very candid assessment and answered every question he could possibly answer, honestly answer, in a way that increased my confidence in his ability to do the job.
So that kind of performance increases the confidence.
And I'll tell you why.
In a chimp.
I'll tell you why. Jon Stewart on Bill Moyer's new program said it perfectly. He goes, you remember in Goodfellas when Henry Hill went to court the first time and he was all nervous about what he said. And he was all nervous about
De Niro.
Robert De Niro coming down on him. And at the end, Robert De Niro gives him $100 and he says, you popped your cherry, man. You did the right thing. You didn't say anything.
Didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything to bust my ass. And that's the role George W. is playing right there. Robert De Niro.
All right.
To Gonzo.
I think you're giving the chimp too much credit.
No way.
I think that there's a loyalty with the W. And no matter what the fuck you do, we saw it with Mike Brown. We saw it with Harriet Myers.
I think it's exactly the same scenario. I'm not giving the W credit. There's people talking to him going, you got to come out for this guy because he just covered your fucking ass.
Again.
Big time.
Covered
again.
Your ass. All right, here's one other cocksucker from the W, appointed W. This guy's name is Randall Tobias. Another GOP hypocrite bites the dust, John, joining a dishonor roll that includes anti-child predator Mark Foley, anti-homosexual Ted Haggard, IS Deputy Secretary of State Randall Tobias, pre-abstinence zealot who couldn't abstain from enjoying the services of a D.C. madam.
Services.
Get this. He's retiring to private life for personal reasons.
Oh, I wonder
why. I really don't give a damn about this Tobias. It's an endless hypocrisy of the holier-than-thou crowd. On the right, I can't stomach, John. Yeah, go ahead and play the clip.
Right,
so this guy resigned. And here's one of the reporters who talked to him about right before he resigned.
We had found his name and personal phone number on a list of clients of the so-called D.C. Madam's escort service in Washington. And what he told me was that he, in fact, had been a customer of the service, but that he had not had sex. He had had what he called gals come over to his condo
gals.
To give him a massage. He claimed there was no sex, but that he was stunned by the fact that we were aware that he was a client. And that was a conversation.
What?
I asked him if he knew any of the young women, if he knew their names, and he said he didn't remember them at all. He said it was like ordering pizza.
Like ordering
pizza. And there you go. That's what the media is supposed to do. I don't care if it's a fucking Clinton, Bush, whoever it is. The media is supposed to expose the government when they do the shit wrong.
Fucking A. And this is the dickhead who Bush gave like $1 billion to try to influence adolescents. Pro-abstinence.
Yeah.
So that they wouldn't pork each other, which failed miserably. We covered that last show.
Well, you know, he didn't pork her. He just got a massage.
But the hypocrisy is worse. Oh, yeah, right. Give me a fucking break. The hypocrisy is worse than that, John, because it turns out that Tobias was the Bush administration's point man on a policy that required, get this, U.S.-based groups receiving anti-AIDS money to take an anti-AIDS prostitution loyalty oath.
Oh, what a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, but I just ordered them just for massages.
I needed some gals to massage me. But don't tell my wife.
Prostitutes are really good at massage, John. Yeah. They really know what they're doing.
And well, you got to wonder, why did this madam keep all these names? What a smart fucking business.
Fucking A, man. Fucking
She's thinking, okay, I'm going to run this business. What is she next to?
Well, look, they went after Heidi Fleiss. They went after this other woman. And why they go after the women? Why not the fucking men? They're the ones committing the goddamn crime. These women are just trying to put fucking food on the table.
Right. They're trying to make a buck. Trying to feed their families, put food on their families, Scott.
It's goddamn
trying to put food on the family. Because, you know, there's...
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
I take that back, John.
Monkey.
Prostitutes are good at massage in one specific area.
Right.
Is my assumption.
Your assumption. No, no, tell us, Scott.
It's like ordering pizza, John.
A couple of gals.
Yeah, give me the large deep dish butter crust half sausage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
And send over a happy ending, too.
Come on!
Fucking A. Oh, one last thing before we get to Phil.
Yeah.
President W's approval rating has fallen to, guess what, John? Guess what?
7.
28%. There's still 3 in 10 people that think he's doing an excellent. Oh, I take that back.
3 in 10.
I take that back.
No.
The lowest level of his presidency... 7% think he's doing an excellent job.
Yeah, so I told you 7.
21% think he's doing an adequate job. And what do you think Cheney's are? Cheney. Cheney's at 25% with an excellent at...
So 2.5 in 10.
5% people. 1 in 20 think he's doing an excellent job.
1 in 20.
And the
W is
almost has 1 in 20 thinks he's doing an excellent job.
Oh.
Dumbasses.
It's horrible.
You know, I think we have a definitely a role in that, right?
I think we have 1 in 20 that listen to our show.
Getting the message out. Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, I'm ready to turn over to Phil whenever you're ready. I know he has a shoot Norsecast.
What?
Short newscast.
I can't wait to clip that one out, man. A shoot nosecast.
A shoot norsecast.
That's the funniest thing
I'm dyslexic.
Like the W. Oh, my God.
It's your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
Our first story tonight. Astronomers have found a potential inhabitable planet found 10 million light years from Earth. Astronomers have found a potentially inhabitable planet.
Gliese 851 or something, right?
That's right, John. In related news, they still haven't found anything that resembles Uranus.
Oh, my God.
Man accused. I'm sorry. Next story, John. Oh, I like my heavy metal sticker. I guess I'm not going to get that anymore.
I don't know where it is.
Man accused of lewdness at Reno tourney. Unfortunately, there is no. Unfortunately, there is no happy ending to this story. A 22-year-old man was suspected of open and gross lewdness at a volleyball tournament at Reno. Two teenage volleyball players spotted Daniel Lange allegedly peeking from behind a curtain watching the female players. He also observed allegedly engaging in unspecified lewd behavior. And I think we could make the leap to say that he was trying to make it shiny. Security was called. Reno police officers in the area chased the defendant a couple of blocks before capturing him. Lange faces suspicion of open and gross lewdness or jerking off in public. Obstructing and resisting arrest, the police said. Next story, John.
Hold on. Whoa, wait a minute.
Next story, John.
Crackhead with low self-esteem fakes kidnapping for a lofty ransom of $350. Bail has been set at $2,500. Next story, John. Rush Limbaugh wannabe holds up pharmacy with a butter knife. Polk deputies arrested Brandon Scott Johnson
What?
And charged him in an armed robbery of a CVS pharmacy at 1115 Spring Hill Drive. The robbery occurred on April 25th at 10:26 p.m. Deputies say Johnston was armed with a butter knife when he threatened a pharmacist. He demanded the drug OxyContin. Next story, John.
That is one big pile of shit.
The oldest swingers, John, sex games of the Stone Age exposed.
Adam and Eve?
He may have come down from trees, but prehistoric man did not stop swinging. New research into Stone Age humans has argued that far from having intercourse simply to reproduce, they had sex for fun. Practices range from bondage to group sex. Transvestism and the use of sex toys were widespread in primitive societies as a way of building up cultural ties. According to the study, a 30,000-year-old statue of a naked woman, the Venus of Willendorf, and an equally ancient stone phallus found in a German cave provide the earliest direct evidence that sex was about far more than babies, John. Next story. Bush predicts the end of cruel dictatorship in the Western Hemisphere. In related news, he wasn't talking about the United States of America. He was talking about Cuba. Next story, John. Islamic punk rock is on the rise, but without the sex and drugs, how fun can it be? There can't be that many female playwrights who are deaf, punk, and Muslim, so Sabrina England is something of a find. With a lurid mohawk and leather jacket slathered with slogans, she looks every inch the rebel and has an attitude to match. Sabrina, who says she lives in the shittiest Midwest of the United States, or the hellhole of boredom and yuppies, is part of a subculture that until a few years ago existed only on paper. The Takamakors, a novel about a fictitious Muslim punk scene in the U.S., has spawned an actual movement that is being driven forward by young Muslims worldwide. Some bands, such as the Khomeinis, have a cult following. Others, such as Sabrina, are virtually unknown. Next story, John. Experts say it's okay to cry at work, which is good because this is what I do when I see my total talk nonsense paycheck. Next story, John. Man arrested for distributing flyers with pictures of his naked ex-wives.
Pictures?
An Evansville man is accused of passing out sexually explicit flyers that included images of his two ex-wives. Police say Gordon Wayne Wright was arrested yesterday and faces preliminary charges of distributing obscene material, an invasion of privacy. Police believe Wright distributed at least 1,000 copies of the flyers, which show two nude women in sexually explicit poses. Wright, contacted before his release through a jail representative, declined to comment. Next and last story, John. Bush warns Congress over Iraq timetables. Says he never got past 4x4 himself. And that's the news.
Did you write that?
All right, John, before I go, I did bring a clip in. I don't know if you know this, but I am on Match.com. I'm trying to find a companion to spend some time with. So I've been dating. I've been dating recently. I've been on the dating scene. And I did meet a woman, and I took her out. Actually, she took me out. Her son was playing a hockey game, so she took me to the hockey game, and we were going to go out to dinner afterwards, but we didn't get that far. But fortunately, I brought my portable recorder.
Nice.
And I managed to capture a snippet of our date. Now, we're at the hockey game here, and something happens to her son on the ice.
All right.
Go ahead and play the clip, John.
All right.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh, my God. There goes the hammer. And he's holding it to me stick. Hey! Fucking asshole. Stop! He's fighting him, that motherfucker!
Hold on.
Son of a bitch!
It's not that bad. Oh, you need to calm down.
You motherfucker!
Hey, I'm gonna leave if you can't calm down.
Jimmy! That fucking motherfucker! Oh, fuck. You fucking piece of shit!
Hey, you need to calm down. Or I'm out of here.
God, you fucking cocksucking piece of shit!
I can't stand for this kind of language.
Fuck you!
What?
Told you I hated him.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, too.
Wow.
Yeah, so our date ended after that.
Wow.
I couldn't stand for that type of language in a public arena.
Wow.
So I will no longer be seeing her.
All right, well.
She will not get the chance to film a crack in Whitcomb. That's right, John.
She won't get a chance to fill her own crack in Whitcomb, right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Let me get out of the car. Take my cans off. I'm going to run to the door.
You're quite slow.
Yeah,
for a runner. Got a big stride.
Fuck ass!
You know what I forgot to play, Scott?
I don't know.
What? I forgot to play this.
Hello, Scott and John. It's Ray the Boss Mom here. Well, imagine my surprise when I went on and we've got two podcasts to download. I was bloody excited, I can tell you. And thank you very much for speaking very nicely of me. Speak to you soon. Bye. Keep up the good work.
That was Annie, our favorite mom.
Way of the Bob's mom.
Way of the Bob's mom, our favorite mom listener.
Very excited because we released two episodes. We skipped an episode and released two at once, John.
Right.
Talk about TTN overload.
No doubt, Scott.
No doubt, John.
All right, we should go.
And I think we should take it out with our new phone stinger, John. Our new phone stinger.
Really?
Of course.
Okay. All right, we're out of here. John and Scott, the Total Talk Nonsense, episode 94.
He's John.
I'm Scott. He's Scott.
Later.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, John.
We have Skype, so call us at 1-847-TTN-JIZZED.
You want to be on the show?
The Skype line is usually open on Sunday nights between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You think you have what it takes to beat down John playing shit or Shinola?
Or maybe you have a TTN correction and you'd like to educate Jizz and Skizz.
Or maybe you're just a lonely SOB like me.
Whatever the reason, just give us a jingle. That's 847-TTN-JIZZED or 847-889-4493.